We're joined on the line by Finn Harps manager Ollie Horgan. Good afternoon, Ollie.
Good afternoon, Kenny.
Well, Ollie, it's that time of year again, and I'm sure it's not a time of year that all footballers look forward to, but it's coming on the pre-season time and you're getting your preparations underway for the new season.
Yeah, Kenny, yeah, we start back on Monday week, the 11th, so we run into about a seven-week pre-season that eventually will take us into the first League of Ireland game. I think on the 6th of March is the first Friday in March is when the first competitive game is. So, yeah, we're trying to get our house in order and get things up and running on Monday week, please God.
Ollie, on that front, you've done a lot of work before Christmas, getting a lot of the players that you wanted back from last season and a couple of other players. And how's things proceeding on that front?
Yeah, at the moment we've 11 players signed. There's one or two lads that we're hoping to re-sign from last year, and we're still talking, you know, to one or two people to try and entice them and attract them to come into the club. And basically, that'll be our panel along with the number of the 19s that will come into the panel initially and play out as it progresses and when the 19 league finishes, Kenny. So that'll be the makeup of our panel. You know, it still isn't finalised by any means, but we're getting there.
I know you started work, you're starting from the back up, I suppose, but you changed your keeper. You changed keepers from last season, and you have most of your back line from last season and midfield re-signed. Where's your priorities now, Ollie? Would it be up front or?
Well, obviously, yeah. I mean, you know, it goes without saying that maybe we didn't score enough goals in the season last year. Sean McCarron is moving on to Kirkenville, and we wish him well. That he's playing with his sides and will be available in the window in January that are competing for the Irish League. So we wish him well, and it's good to see him progressing, you know, a step up to that level. We've a number of lads coming in pre-season, a number of junior league, one or two from the Ulster senior league. A lot of them are attackers, and we'll see where that gets them. You know, still talking to one or two people outside of the county as well, but that's easier said than done, Kenny. So, yeah, Kieran came in, was one of the first to come into us in goals. Tony McNamee came in, Matthew Crossan. A couple of new faces in that manner. Sean McCarron went out, and Pat McCann is going for 6 months to Seville to sign with a club out in Seville, but he hopes to come back to us in the window in July.
I see that the players got together too, Ollie, which is encouraging. It's not often that happens before a season starts, that the players are taking an initiative on themselves for the help to progress things.
Yeah. Kevin McHugh called a meeting of the players that were signed. I spoke to Kevin very briefly before Christmas, and you know, there's a few things that the panel are looking for, a few things that I'll be looking for from them. But to be fair to them, you know, the lads that were there last year and the ones that have come in, you know, the commitment gave a second to none, Kenny. And I think sometimes it gets maybe missed a little bit. But there's a number of things that I'll take on board that they'll be looking for, and please God, kick on from there.
Ollie, is there any idea yet of the makeup of the league this year?
No, there's seven teams in it. It chops in, you know, from team to team. I think Davis is, I think Carlo IT were one of the first people that the FA approached that they might come in, but I think they've looked for a year before they will come in. At the moment, it's up in the air. Tralee Dynamos were mentioned, clubs like that. So I really don't know, and I don't think there's anything indefinite. I know they approached one or two of the stronger sides in Dublin to see would they enter a reserve side, if you like, a little bit like what Shamrock Rovers did last year. But as of yet, I don't think anything is finalised, Kenny.
There sounds to be a lot of travelling some of those teams that are looking to get into too, Ollie. But I'm sure looking ahead and out of the season, you'll be glad to maybe get things tied up and get things underway.
Yeah, it's certainly, you know, I'm looking forward to Monday week. I'm looking forward to the start of the season in March. I think the off-season is a difficult one where, you know, I think a lot of players have given everything they had through the season and need a little bit of time out before they made the decision to commit again, because it's a serious commitment from them to their credit. And, I mean, you're talking about including pre-season, maybe 42 weeks of the year where they give everything, you know, three sessions a week and a match all over the country. And to their credit, you know, the majority of them have come back to us. And look, I think the break might have done them no harm in that manner.